Blog Talk Radio.
A proud look, that's one.
a lying tongue, that's two. Hands that shed innocent blood, that's three. So you people who give abortion, you're shedding innocent blood. You're going, God does not like that. You got to stop it. You must stop it. And those who kill innocent people, he does not like that. Hands that shed innocent blood. Third one. The fourth one, a heart that devises wicked imaginations. The fifth thing, feet that be swift and running into mischief. He doesn't like that. And seventh thing, a false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. He doesn't want you to lie and sow discord or be sow a seed of discord among brethren. You don't plant a seed of dishonor or a problem with your brother. You don't make problems with him. I hope that you understand that. Again, I have read to you from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. I want you to read those and understand that. And there is somewhere else that I need to out to the person that's always bragging on himself, but I don't know exactly where it is, so I can't point that out to you. But nonetheless, read Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. I ask that our Father in heaven increase our understanding and knowledge of these words and all of that. Understand all of that. Now, see, I am to read to you. It says here, against a rebellion against Moses and Aaron in Numbers chapter 16. Well, I have read that to you before. If you remember, there was a person named Korah, and he had he was wondering, why is God just speaking to you? The rest of us are just as equal and love God as much as you. But our Father chooses whom he wants to serve him. And he opened up the land for Korah and his men to be swallowed up. So you don't want to go against our Father in heaven. Never do you want to. Listen, G, I want us to say a short, quick prayer to our Father in heaven. Not the devil, wherever he is, but our Father, which is in heaven. Let me say a prayer. Father, which art in heaven, thank you for all that you have done for me and is still doing for many of us who believe in you. Father, we love you. We thank you for sending your son, Yeshua, whose name has been changed, the followers of Satan, his children, changed his name to Jesus. And that's what we were grown up to know until such time that we started reading the Bible for ourselves, and we learned that his name is not Jesus, is Yah. That's as much as I have learned. His name is Yah. Thank you for protecting us from natural as well as chemical disasters. Look at the natural disasters that's going on in the world today. In Alabama, there was a strong winds I know you're coming, but do you have to send disasters to kill us all? I guess you do. You're trying to warn the people. Thank you for not sending chemical disasters to us, even though they say that the sun will be darkened. And when that day comes, hopefully you will have me in your protective arms. Thank you for that. Thank you for blessing us with and opening up our eyes, our ears, our mind to understand what is going on around us. Father, thank you for giving us good health and sound mind and prosperity. Thank you for restoring us to your kingdom. In your surest name, better known as Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One, I say amen. Now, let me let the people know who I am. I'm going to say Happy Tuesday to everyone that's listening, because I know that you could have been elsewhere doing other things. This is the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio. That's an internet program. I know that many sheep in my city, Detroit, Michigan, does not have privilege to access the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio. Nonetheless, I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And I tells you to do. In the fourth chapter of the 10th Commandments I read to you last week, it tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Many of you do not. You know that you do not. It's also found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 7 through 21. But I tell you what the book of Exodus, verse 20, tells you. I want you to read it for yourself. It's in Exodus chapter 20. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Even though I got a brand new Bible last year because it was difficult for me to see, and I was wearing 2, sometimes 3 pairs of glasses that I received from the dollar store that was giving me strength enough to see. And I do know I waited 27 years to start telling you what our Father in heaven wants you to know. He told me to feed his sheep years ago, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, because I was afraid of the people. I was fearful. But he has blessed me with courage, and I thank him for giving me the courage to do what I do. And I like doing what I do now, speaking to you sheep. May not know, and some of you may know. I'm just maybe giving a refresher to those who do know. And of course, I want you sheep, and those who are not sheep, and those who are listening, to have your 3 P's ready and handy. And they're from the old school, as I am: pen, pencil, and paper. That's what I want you to do. Jot down some of the references that I may say to you, just like I read earlier to you in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, the 16 that my Father in heaven hates. I want you to know those too. Plus, I want you to know as much as I know. And I told you last week about Leonardo da Vinci. and his cousin is that painted Christ. But there's another famous painter that it could be also, and I forget the name of that painter, that may also be the one that drew Jesus Christ as his cousin. I don't know if it was Leonardo da Vinci. I can't remember. My teacher told me then, but I can't remember all that she told me years ago. Now she, I'm telling you that so that you won't be upset when I tell you that it is an idol that the white man has given you to believe in, that Jesus Christ. You know, if I had not started reading this Bible, I would not have remembered that she told me that the painter's cousin. That's not the real Jesus Christ. You will find him, what he looks like, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. He has a wool, and that's my hair. I'm a black woman, and his feet is like brass, and that's brown feet. It sounds like he's a black man, but nonetheless, they didn't mention what his face looked like. And I want you sheep to know as much as I know. And Esau and Jacob, one was light, and that was an albino. Albino. You got it? It was not the white man. I have been asking for a while now, where did they come from? I don't know where they came from. And also, I would not have known that Exodus 19:3-8 says that we are a peculiar people above all people on this earth. So if you don't read your Bible, you would never know this. And I'm going to pick up reading in chapter 18. Excuse me, I'm having to burp. I hope that you people or you listeners who listened to me last week did as I asked you to do, and that was to go on a fast from Sunday night until after today's program. I would guess in about the next 27 or 30 minutes, then you can eat too. Numbers chapter 18, and I will read as much of it and explain as much of it as I understand it unto you. I have read the Bible 3 times, but this time my Father has blessed me to open up my eyes so I can understand and maybe see better, even though I went after the Sabbath, I went to the health food store and purchased some food for my eyes so that I can see better. But let me go on and read chapter Numbers 10 as much as I can. And the Lord said unto Aaron, thou and thy son, you and your sons, and thy father's house, which these with thee shall bear the iniquities of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquities of the priesthood, and thy brothers also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy fathers, bring thou with you, that they may be joined unto thee to minister unto you. But thou and thy sons, your sons, shall minister before the tabernacle of witness, and they shall keep thy charge. The charge is the duties of the church, and the charge and the duties of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come near the vessels and near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor you also die. So he's saying that you and your sons are in charge of the tabernacle, but they should not come near the vessels in the sanctuary of the altar, that neither you or they die also. Verse 4, and they shall be joined unto you to keep the charge or the duties of the tabernacle of the congregation for the service of the tabernacle, and the stranger shall not come near unto you. And ye shall keep the charge, that's the duties of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath, and wrath is anger, any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levi, from among the children of Israel to you, that are given as a gift for the Lord. So the Lord has given Aaron a gift, the children of the Levite, the children of the Levites as a gift for the Lord to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore, thou and thy son, you and your sons with you, shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and you shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh near shall be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, behold, I also have given you the charge means duties again, of my heave offering. And a heave offering is an offering that you may want to give to our Father, such as when they are passing the plate around in church, you might want to give $5. He's saying that he's given the heave offering of all the hallowed things, the holy things of the children of Israel unto you. And I have given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance forever. Now, an ordinance, remember, when you're reading the Bible, in Isaiah it says that, I think it's chapter 10, hear a little and do it, hear a little and dare a little. This is where you're picking up a little. He has given the duties or the charge of his heave offering, the offering that I may want to give to our Holy Father is a holy thing. That's a holy thing. He's given all those offerings unto he's given them to he's given them to excuse me Excuse me, she. Now, let me tell you something else. My computer was this week. Somebody had wanted to change the over. It notified me that a changeover had been happening. Someone had wanted to change my computer so that I could not speak to you and have problems getting into my computer. But my computer notified me, and I asked, I told my computer, no, I have not made any such changes. And I asked them, whoever did that to me could change unto them. I said, do unto them. And they also had stopped me from hearing on my computer what I want to know something. And I asked my computer, it would tell me what is, it is for me to know. Now, that's an ordinance forever. So when we give our heave offering, we are supposed to give heave offering to the church. And it goes on to say, this shall be thine. Thine is yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire. Every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for you and your sons. So the meat offerings and all those things are given to Aaron and his sons because they are told to do the works of the Lord. In verse 11, and this is the thing, let me see, and this is thy, means your, the heave offerings of the gifts, those are Aaron's, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto you and to your sons and thy daughters with thee or with you by a statue forever. Everyone that is clean in your house shall eat of it. All the best of oil and all the best of wine, first fruits of them, which they shall offer unto the Lord, I have given them unto you. So all those things that were meant for the Lord, he has given all those things unto the leaders of the church. In this case, it's Aaron and his son, all those who are clean in his house. They shall eat of whatever the Lord has given them, whatever wave offering or oblation I bring unto the Lord, the Lord has given unto Aaron. In verse 13 it says, and whatsoever is the first right of the land which they shall bring unto the Lord shall be thine, and thine is yours. Everyone that is clean in thine house, in your house, shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine, shall be yours. Everything that opened the matrix, and the matrix is the womb, flesh, which they bring to the Lord, whether it be of man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shall thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shall thou redeem. thou may you redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from the mouth, shall be redeemed. Let me read verse 16 over. My eyes messing up where I'm seeing what's not there. I apologize to you, sheep, but hopefully you will understand that after I finish with this reading with you, I'm on that fast too. I have not eaten since 6 or 8 o'clock Sunday night, last Sunday night, until this moment right now. I have not eaten a thing, although I have brushed my teeth. I must admit that. And these things that are to be redeemed from a month old shall you redeem according to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels, which is 20 grafts. And that's a unit of money. And I don't know how much it is. Perhaps you should know how much it is. But the firstling of a cow or the firstling of a sheep or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a sweet savor. That means aroma unto the Lord. So I'm saying that our Father in heaven is like me. He likes barbecue. And that's what I'm reading there. He's saying that those meats are holy and that he should burn. In verse 18, and the flesh of them shall be yours. The priest will get to eat that. And the wave beast. And as, let me read verse 18 again. And the flesh of them shall be yours, the wave beast, and as the right shoulder are yours. The heave offerings of the holy thing which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given you and your sons, and they and thy daughters with you. I wonder where his daughters are. He's saying, daughters, your daughters with you. By a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord. Excuse me, I have to tell. Oh, God. Let me read that verse 19 again. All the heave offering, the offerings that I may give to the Lord, and all of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee and thy sons and thy daughters with you. And I'm wondering where is his other daughters that are not with him. By a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and thy seed with thee. Verse 20. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in the land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am your part and your inheritance among the children of Israel, and behold, I have given the children of Levi and all the tenth in Israel inheritance for their service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come near the altar of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear the iniquity, the word iniquity means sins. It shall be a statue. Remember, statue here a little, there a little. That's what we are to do. That's how we learn, here a little, there a little. That's why you should read the Bible, so that you can know, here a little, there a little. Forever throughout your generations, and among the children of Israel, they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. I did not know that. Let me read that again. But the tithes of the children of Israel, you know, when we give tithes, they are to go to the children of the Levites. That's what I just read. Which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given unto the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And I and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the Levites and say unto them, when you take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them, you for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up a heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithes. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the wine press. Thus ye shall also offer an heave offering unto the Lord of your tithes, which you receive of the children of Israel, and you shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. So the Levites are to take the heave offering of the church, and they are to give a heave offering unto Aaron. That's my understanding of what is being said. And out of all the gifts, ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, of the best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof. Let me read verse 29 again. And of all the gifts ye shall offer, every heave offering of the Lord, an offering of the offering best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof, out of it. The hallowed is the holy part out of it. Therefore, you shall say unto them, when you have a heap offering, best therefore from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor and as the increase of the wine press. And ye shall eat of it every, let me read verse 31 again. And ye shall eat it in every place, you and your household, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 32, and the last verse, and ye shall bear no sins by reason of it. When you have heaved from it the best of it, neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die. And that of Numbers chapter 18. See, I want you to read Numbers 19 and 20 if you can. A closing prayer unto our Father in heaven. And we want to say thank you, Father, for your, all your protection that you give us day and night from the evil one. Thank you for all your blessings that you give us. And in Jesus' name, well, his name is Yah that I know of, and I'm told his name is Yeshua, saying Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Also, sheep, I want you to remember what is in James chapter 4, verse 15. If it is the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. I want our song to go on there. Now it's gone on there. I want you, sheep, to go out and go on Amazon but purchase my three books. I've been saying this for the last 3 years. By the past, the unseen,
help your children.
That's my book.
And don't let them fall.
Amazon.com.
By the side.
I want you, Steve,
of the road.
To get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. By
Jesus.
To
Jesus. Love one another.
www.
That heaven might find.
A-N-T.
Okay. In their heart.
Jesus. It's coming up.
He won't
let
you down.
And
I know he. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause he loves. And his wisdom will be our hope in hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.